This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Despite some snow over the weekend, drought is expected to deepen in the state. CPR's Ishan Takor reports.
The latest report from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration finds that record warmth continues to parch the West. The upper and lower Colorado River basins experienced their warmest winters on record. Colorado faced the warmest February on record and reported record low snowpack in early March. That all spells trouble. Water restrictions across the West are likely. Warmer than normal temperatures are also expected through March, according to NOAA. I'm Ishan Takor, CPR News.
Snowpack, of course, is a main source of our water. New research suggests the way forests are managed could affect how much of that snow actually becomes useful water. The Mountain West News Bureau's Caleb Radel has more.
In dense forests, not all of the snowfall reaches the forest floor. Emily Howe is an aquatic ecologist with the Nature Conservancy and a co-author of the report.
When snow is falling, trees can act as an umbrella and they can prevent the snow from actually reaching the ground. So it never becomes part of the water supply.
That matters in the Mountain West, where snowpack feeds rivers and reservoirs each spring, supporting farms, cities, and habitats downstream. Researchers in Washington State found thinning dense forests, a common strategy used to reduce wildfire risk, can allow more snow to reach the ground, keeping it in the mountains longer. Howe says in the West, managing forests carefully can protect the snowpack and the water many communities rely on, while also lowering wildfire danger. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Radel.
You can find more news at cpr.org and krcc.org. Along the Central Front Range, high temperatures are near 50 today.